text. Hallmark Channel presents. A family of four poses for a picture in front of Christmas lights. Security camera footage of a base behind velvet ropes. A hand appears and sprays black paint over the lens. A man in a Santa suit removes a gift from a bag. A figure in all black places a painting of ballerinas into a black sack. A child's hand drives a toy car across a carpet. A black sports car pulls away from a loading dock. Title: The Santa Stakeout. A Spy Road in Front Street Pictures production. Tamara Mori Housley. Paul Campbell. A woman exits her suburban home, passing winter decorations including candy canes leaning on her stone pillars. She turns to her next-door neighbor.
Good morning, Mrs. Wilson!
Good morning, Detective!
Beautiful day.
It certainly is.
I hope you're not spending your first Denver Christmas all on your own.
Oh, no. I'm celebrating it with my sister. She lives here. Oh. In fact, I'm meeting her now.
Later, the same woman strolls on the village sidewalk with her sister.
You set a date for the wedding?
Yeah.
Amy, that's great.
Less great is meeting Jeff's parents. I'm a wreck.
Take it from me, big sis. They are going to love you. So, relax.
The thing is, they invited Jeff and me to spend Christmas with them in Aspen next week.
Oh, wow. That's perfect. It's gonna be great.
But I don't want you all alone for the holidays in a new town. Please, come with us.
To meet your future in-laws? I'm fine. Besides, my new job has me busy anyways, or at least I hope it will soon. Speaking of which, I gotta run.
She enters a police station. She sits across from a man on the phone at an elaborately decorated desk.
Denying petition. It's date of the night. You got it.
Detective Anderson?
Detective Morris? Denying petition.
Yeah, I promise this time.
He hangs up.
Procedure.
Procedure does help minimize errors.
What does procedure say about decorating your desk like the North Pole?
If I want a festive workplace, that is my business. If you want a scroogey one, that's yours. And that's my stapler you stole.
Remind me again what your job was back in Wisconsin. Was it a chief homeowner?
Just a humble beat cop who's now a detective.
A rookie detective.
As you keep reminding me.
No?
He pauses his work to look at her.
Would you mind not, you know, humming the carols?
Oh, was I? Oh, sorry. I guess I could use a little Christmas spirit today. My sister has to go out of town for Christmas. You got any special holiday plans?
Oh, yeah. Yep. I'm spending Christmas as it was intended. Feet up, watching football with the boys.
Don't you have any family to spend it with?
Don't you have enough mysteries to solve over there?
She looks at a small advent calendar on her desk and opens a couple of the cubbies.
Hey! Who stole my advent calendar chocolates?
Who took our rookie detective's chocolates?
She glances at his desk and sees wrappers lying next to his computer. She holds them up at him.
It's not what it looks like. I ate them. I had to work late. I got hungry. I wanted fast food. It wasn't food, but it was fast. Tell you what.
He opens a pizza box.
Peace offering.
Thanks, anyways.
She tosses the wrappers inside. A man passes by and hands him cash.
Ah, perfect.
What's that for?
Oh, I'm in charge of Detective Fletcher's retirement gift.
Oh, that's surprisingly nice of you.
We're dedicating a bench in the holding cell to him.
A man pokes his head around the corner, followed by a man holding fishing rods.
Morris, Anderson, my office, now. Talbot, please, out of my way.
Give me strength.
Talbot, I said fly fishing, not ice fishing. I'm not retiring to Alaska. Sorry, sir. Only fishing I do is for compliments. I'm on it, yeah. Oh, hi. Hot rod's coming through.
Yeah.
Have a seat. Here's what we know. First a modern art museum, now minus a Dolly painting. Then a Rodin sketch from the Davro Gallery. And now the Civic Center just lost its Degas. It's the third art heist this month.
I thought downtown was on this.
Well, the mayor is transferring it over to us. I need to clear this case before I retire.
He hands Detective Morris a packet.
Oh, after hours break-ins, high-valued artwork. Sounds like the thieves knew just what they wanted.
Well, forensics says they're pros. Used a high-tech coring drill to get into the museum through the skylight. And each crime scene hosted a Christmas party the night of the theft. I don't know, maybe someone slipped in while everyone was distracted.
Captain, you might want to check out these from the security cameras. It's the same Santa from all three crime scenes. Look at his watch.
The captain checks the photos.
So you have an eye for detail. It's very impressive.
I got his name.
What?
Francis Miller, a.k.a. Mr. Christmas.
That was fast.
Nah, that's just good detective work.
He holds up his phone.
Yeah, I got a buddy who works at the museum. Check the logbook.
And I've got Miller's address and his record for grand theft.
That was fast.
That's just great detective work.
She holds up her laptop.
Well, since you two clearly work so well together, you both can go check him out.
They exchange glances, scoffing. Anderson drives Morris in his car up to a suburban house, decorated with blow-up snowmen and candy canes.
Just out of curiosity, when is the last time you vacuumed in here?
She picks up a fast food carton.
Is this a McRib? They haven't sold these since last year.
So? Sentimental. All right, there it is. That's Miller's house.
Look at that yard. The North Pole's got nothing on him.
Jealous?
More like impressed.
Looks like the house next door is for rent.
How do you know?
The sign that says for rent.
He points at the sign. She rolls her eyes.
Look, someone's coming.
A locksmith van pulls into the driveway. A man gets out holding a toolbox. Miller approaches.
That's him.
He is.
Mr. Christmas himself.
Mm-hmm. This guy's up to something, I'm sure of it.
You're sure already?
All right, look, I know you're new to this. Let me tell you something. No one is ever who they seem. Don't forget, Mr. Christmas was convicted 15 years ago of grand theft.
And he's been a model citizen since, not as much as a parking ticket. I say assume the best, then follow the evidence.
Well, I say assume the worst and be pleasantly surprised. No one's off the naughty list. Until proven otherwise, as far as I'm concerned.
Yup. With you at the top of the list.
The van passes Anderson's car. Inside, they duck out of view. When the van passes, they sit up.
Wonder what that was about. Why would Miller need locksmith tools?
Suspicious enough for you yet?
Hi.
Talbot. It's me. Hey, where's the captain at?
With the captain and Talbot at a market.
Walk with me. My last Christmas in Colorado, my wife wants to go big. Keep up. What do we got?
I got nothing, sir.
Captain, I'm telling you, Miller's got deliveries coming and going. He's got mysterious characters dropping by. This guy is planning something. If we could get in there and search his house, I bet we could find stolen merch, maybe even the key to his next job. I feel it in my gut.
Well, too bad your gut can't get us a search warrant.
Yeah, I agree. Not enough here for a search warrant. So why not bring him in for questioning?
Because, sir, if he's up to something, that'll tip him off. We won't be able to catch him. We're like a week out from Christmas. And our sneaky little Santa might have another job in mind.
Another job in mind.
To establish cause, we need real surveillance. If we can document a pattern of suspicious conduct, we can go to a judge for a warrant.
How about a stakeout? There's a house for rent right next to Miller's. It would be perfect.
Stakeout. Okay, I'll authorize it. For 7 days until Christmas.
Great. Have fun.
Oh, no. No, you're going too, Detective. From now on, your partner's on this case.
They gape at each other.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Finally, something we agree on.
You've been here for 2 months and shown great promise, Detective. You're always saying you want a high-profile case. Well, here's your chance.
But...
I'm trusting you. Don't let me down.
I won't, sir.
She's not ready for a job this big.
Let me be the judge. Besides, you need someone to keep you in line. You have tended to bend the rules.
Captain. I think we both know I work better on my own.
Detectives, this case is the only thing standing between me and a banana daiquiri with an itty-bitty umbrella in it. I want that daiquiri. I deserve that daiquiri. Don't disappoint me.
Talbot trips and drops a box of ornaments.
That's Talbot's job.
I got paper.
Inside the rental house next to Miller's, Morris sets up a telescope by the front window. Anderson fiddles with binoculars.
There's a good vantage point here of his front door and his driveway. And from upstairs, we have a good view of his backyard and his kitchen.
Yeah, once we're set up, we'll know if he so much as changes a bulb in his Christmas lights.
He glances at her two luggage bags.
Let me guess. First stakeout?
Yes? How'd you know?
Santa's sleigh doesn't come with as much baggage as you do.
It's just the essentials.
She opens one, revealing various Christmas ornaments.
The essentials.
If I'm stuck in a snow globe with Scrooge, at least I can make it Christmassy.
She places a small Christmas tree on the table.
Now, we should lay down some ground rules.
Oh, gee. Imagine. You've got rules.
So, for starters, can we agree to make this place a little more organized than our workspace?
You know, I was thinking the very same thing.
He removes the tree.
Oh, I moved your suitcase from the master suite to the room down the hall.
What? That was me calling the master suite. Don't you know the rules of I called it?
Which brings me to my last proposal. I will watch from upstairs, and you will do your surveillance from down here.
Why do you get upstairs?
Every time you walk, it is like a herd of buffalo going by.
Why does everyone always say that?
She replaces the tree.
All right, fine. You take the master suite. If it means we see less of each other, suits me just fine.
Perfect.
She walks out. He reaches for the tree.
Don't even think about it.
He retracts his hand. Later, Morris stands upstairs, taking photos. Inside Miller's house, there are blueprints hanging. Downstairs, Anderson sees Miller lift a box on his front porch. Upstairs, Morris snaps a photo of Miller holding the box. Downstairs, Anderson sees Miller drive away. Morris enters, gesturing at his trash.
Bad news, detective. This hotel does not offer maid service.
He takes his feet off the table and kicks a piece of trash under it, then replaces his feet, grinning.
Here. Check out his office upstairs. You see the boxes?
Mm-hmm.
And look on the wall. See those charts?
Yeah, more like blueprints. This guy's up to something.
Blueprints? For what, I wonder?
Maybe his next heist. I wish I could get a better look. I just can't see anything from this angle.
She opens a notebook.
What's that?
Oh, I'm just keeping notes.
Oh, yeah?
He takes the book.
7:35, newspaper delivered, 8:16, postwoman drops off mail, 10:10, tabby cat walks by. Why are you logging this stuff? None of it's even relevant.
You never know what will be relevant unless you've already made up your mind about the case, which you already have.
Whatever. Hey, Talbot's gonna drop off some lunch in the alley. What do you want on your burger?
I prefer a salad, actually. You know, something healthy and green.
I'll order extra pickles. Talbot, it's Detective Ryan. What do you mean, which Detective Ryan? The only Detective Ryan you know.
Morris glances out of the window. A delivery man brings a large box to Miller's doorstep.
Actually, you know what? Make it a double.
The delivery man gets back into his van in the driveway. Morris walks to the front door and exits outside. She walks toward Miller's house.
No, not on the side. On the burger. Talbot, why would I want cheese on the side? It's a cheeseburger.
Anderson locks the front door.
A cheeseburger.
Morris takes a cell phone picture of the address label on the box outside Miller's house and returns to the house. She tries the door, now locked.
You've got to be kidding. Ryan! 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 Hey!
Locked out?
Oh!
Morris turns to a passing neighbor.
I'm fine.
I can call someone. It lives just down the street.
Not necessary. Thank you anyway.
Just move in.
It's a nice day to work out. I hate to slow down your pace.
She returns to the door. He opens the door.
Could you be any louder?
Could you not lock me out?
Could you?
Oh!
They turn to the neighbor.
You must be the newlyweds.
The who now?
The real estate agent says the newlyweds looked at the house but were still on the fence. That's you, right?
Well, yes. That's us. We took the plunge.
Oh, we sure did.
I'm Stanley. And you are?
I'm Tasha. And this is my husband, Rupert.
Yep. It's good to meet you, Stanley.
You're right next door to the best decorations around. Mr. Miller runs our neighborhood Christmas committee.
The Christmas committee?
Caroling, parties, potluck. We're always looking for new volunteers.
They glance at each other.
I know everyone's going to want to meet you. I'll spread the word.
Anderson turns to Morris.
I hear that, Tasha? He's going to spread the word.
They return inside.
Unbelievable. We're supposed to be keeping a low profile. Now look what you've done.
What I've done? You locked me out.
That was an accident. Saying we're married?
I had to think fast. You should try it sometime.
Well, this is terrific. Now the entire neighborhood is going to know we're here. So much for quiet observation. We got to pack up. It's done. It's over.
Actually, maybe this can work in our favor.
Did you bump your head on an icicle out there?
If we could join this Christmas committee, we could meet Miller. Maybe even get that look inside his house.
So you admit that he's up to something.
Miller just got a delivery from a company that makes key cutting machines, and that is odd.
You're serious about this?
I'm serious about solving this case. And since we're on the neighborhood radar now anyway, we have to try to fit in, or we're gonna stand out.
Saying we're married.
Hey, it's harder for me.
Why?
It's obvious I can do so much better than you.
It's pretty good. It's good.
So, what do you say? Shall we give this a shot? Hubby?
A couple for Christmas.
She nods.
Merry Christmas, dear.
They glance at each other, forcing smiles. Morris and Anderson stroll through a neighborhood tree farm.
You want to run that by me again?
If we want to infiltrate Miller's Christmas committee, we have to show our Christmas spirit. And that starts with a tree in our window.
Yeah, you know that Talbot can only watch Miller's house for like an hour, so we need to pick one and get back. This one's perfect. Let's get it. Sir?
Not so fast. A little trick my grandmother taught me. Crush the needles in your hand.
Okay.
And snap. See?
It's beautiful. We'll take it.
No fresh scent. This one's needles are going to drop any day.
Fine. This one.
The best procedure is to gauge. Each tree by its shape, its height, and any distinguishing features.
You know this is a Christmas tree lot and not a lineup, right? Are you enjoying this?
I'm taking this assignment seriously.
A little too seriously. Why are you so Christmas crazed anyway?
Maybe I miss Christmas in Wisconsin.
They have detective jobs in Wisconsin. Why didn't you apply for those?
I have my reasons. Anyways, I loved Christmas ever since I was little. The question is, why don't you?
Oh, I used to do Christmas. Until the ghosts of Christmas past, present, and future paid me a little visit. And by ghosts, I mean Jackson, Johnson, and Abrams, my wife's divorce attorneys.
You were married?
Yeah, hard to believe all this isn't still taken, I know. Anyway, nowadays, I have priorities other than the holidays.
But it's Christmas.
My ex got the ornaments, I got the golf clubs. Suits me just fine. You know, if we're really going to sell this thing, we're going to need a cover story. We can't just be walking around telling people we're undercover detectives.
Oh, way ahead of you. Here are the rings the captain sent over, and check your email.
He pulls out his phone.
I wrote backstories for us last night.
Of course you did.
So we moved from Tallahassee last month for our job.
Wait, why am I a chiropractor?
Because every cover story needs a grain of truth, and you are a small pain in the neck. Wait, oh, there's more. Like, where we met and all of that.
Yeah, I skimmed it. We met at the gym, married a month ago, yada yada, I got it.
Yada yada? The details sell the story, where we went for our honeymoon and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sir, we'll take this one, please.
Sweet, does that mean we're done?
Oh, we're just getting started. On to the decorations.
Anderson pulls a needle and sniffs. He ponders, then nods. Back at the house, Anderson decorates the tree.
How's it going with the tree?
It's a work of art. All it needs is the powdered snow.
How are you going to do that?
Fingerprint powder and powdered donuts.
Why do I even ask?
Anderson turns to the window. Two delivery men are placing lawn ornaments outside, reindeer and candy canes.
What in the world is all this?
Since you only get one chance to make a festive first impression, now it's my turn to show you how it's done.
Later, on the lawn.
You're lining them up like guard dogs.
Yeah, because they're guarding the house. This guy's called Spike.
He knocks one over. The rest fall.
Maybe you should just handle the light.
Yeah, great idea.
He turns and picks up an empty box.
What are you doing?
Handling the lights.
A bush near Miller's garage.
This will give us a little peek into Miller's garage. He is in and out of there so much.
You see something?
I need a closer look.
He ascends a stepladder.
Are you crazy? What if he sees us?
Oh, please. He's not going to see us. Can I help you?
Anderson tumbles off the stepladder.
My gosh.
Miller approaches.
Oh, hey. Are you okay? Yeah, funny you should ask. I was just, honey?
We had noticed some of your Christmas decorations had come loose.
Coming loose, and I was just doing the neighborly thing. So, yeah, that should do it. I'm Francis Miller. You must be the new neighbors that Stanley told me about. I was just coming over to give you one of my homemade fruitcakes.
Oh, how kind. I'm Tasha, and this is my husband.
Yeah, Rupert. That's Rupert for short.
Rupert, Tasha. Well, welcome to the neighborhood.
You know, Stanley mentioned that Christmas committee of yours.
Uh-huh.
We would love to join up if you need help.
Absolutely. We can always use more elves. As a matter of fact, I'm having a potluck tomorrow night. I'd love you to come, 7 p.m.
We will be there with bells on.
Christmas bells on. Yeah. I should probably get back to work. I haven't even checked our Christmas lights yet.
Honey bunny, since you're doing that, why don't you check all the bulbs on Mr. Miller's house, too?
No, I couldn't let you do that.
It's our pleasure, isn't it, dear?
Anderson grins at Frank.
You know what they say. Happy wife, happy life.
Well, thank you very much, and it's really nice to meet you. See you tomorrow.
Okay.
Frank smiles facing them as his garage closes.
What in the world? Why did you volunteer me to fix his Christmas lights?
He gave us fruitcake. You know what that means?
Yeah, we have lunch.
No, we had to respond with a Christmas gift of our own.
What? That's not a thing.
Were you raised by wolves?
Were you raised by elves?
Actually, I think there are two magic words you need to say to me.
Stop talking.
Thank you. Because of me, we're gonna get that look in his house.
Morris walks off.
Thank you.
Anderson plays solitaire.
Morning.
Morris enters with two mugs.
I see you've been busy.
Hey. Rule number 37 of stakeouts. Games help keep the mind sharp.
This might help, too.
What is this?
Santa coffee. The secret's adding cinnamon and cocoa. My grandmother used to make them at Christmas.
It is Christmassy.
Pepper spray on his laptop.
Thank you.
Explain, please.
Oh, I was just shopping for a gift from my 10-year-old niece.
Pepper spray?
What? She's too young for a taser. Besides, it's pink.
I'll keep my eyes open for something better.
Okay. All right.
She closes his laptop. They sip.
You gotta love something.
Oh, do I? I can feel it. Yeah. Well, My compliments to your grandma. She knows how to make a delicious, if slightly messy, coffee.
She was amazing. When I'd visit, we used to sit up in our room together and look out the window and make up stories about people outside.
Ah, so you were a spy from early on.
Just curious about people. I wanted to be a detective ever since I was a kid. I just hope I'm up for the job.
What are you talking about? You seem so self-assured.
Do I?
I mean...
The truth is, my dad is chief of police back home. And I was a beat cop at his precinct, on track to be detective. Most people assume I got the job because of him, so I always had to work extra hard.
Explains the nitpicking. Attention to detail.
But I wanted to see if I can make detective on my own. So I applied to the job here in Denver to prove to myself that I can really do this.
Take the downstairs window today. Give you a nice view of your new town.
Thanks, but actually, I'm headed out this morning.
Oh, yeah? Where are you going?
I'm going to pay a visit to the agency that hires out Santas, and I'll pick up a few essentials for the house and the party tonight. Call me if anything happens.
Okay.
Okay?
Keep that phone ready.
Elsewhere, at the Carmichael Employment Agency, Morris sits in the waiting room in a trench coat. She turns to a man wearing an elf outfit.
Great shoes.
Thanks. Everyone at the North Pole has them this year.
A woman approaches Morris.
Detective. Hi, I'm Lois Carmichael. Nice to meet you. Please come in.
She follows Lois to her office.
I'm so sorry to keep you waiting. I just got back from our Chicago office. I'm still catching up.
Well, it certainly is festive around here.
Well, normally most of our work is providing valets and waiters, but this time of year we have a lot of Christmas parties, so they just stay in character.
Actually, that is why I wanted to talk to you about one of your Santas, Francis Miller.
Mr. Christmas. He's one of my most popular acts. All of our clients adore him.
So he's worked at the Art Museum, the Davro Galleria, and the Civic Center this month?
I believe so, but I can double check.
Thanks. Could I also get a list of any other places he's been booked?
Yeah, he books a lot of gigs on his own, but I will make you up a list of all of our events that he's worked at. But, Detective, should I be concerned?
He is a person of interest in a case.
Well, can you keep me informed? I founded this agency to help out-of-work actors get jobs, and I really don't want to jeopardize our reputation.
I understand.
Morris shops with Amy.
Oh, I need more Christmas lights and stockings of a fireplace.
And what's all this for? The case of the Secret Santa?
You were closer than you think.
Are you sure you don't want to come to Aspen with us? I just don't like you being all alone on Christmas.
No, I'm not alone. The other stocking is for my partner.
Partner, huh? That sounds interesting.
No. Not my partner. Ryan's my partner on the case.
Oh, what's this Ryan like?
Think a Christmas gift you just can't return.
And how's the wrapping? Is he good looking?
He's, symmetrical with sharp edges.
Morris turns and smiles at a clothing rack.
And that is just what Ryan needs for Christmas.
A garish sweater with a smiling Santa on the front. At home, Morris places a snow globe on the counter.
You went Christmas shopping?
Just a few more decorations and supplies for our mission tonight.
The sweater.
Ta-da!
It's cute.
Another of the same.
Ta-da!
No. No! Matching Christmas sweaters? What are we, poodles?
We are a married couple going to a Christmas party. We need to fit in. But I didn't have time to get anything to bring to the party, so... Something smells good. Have you been baking in here?
You can't show up to a potluck empty-handed. You said so yourself. What?
I just can't trust leaving the cooking to a guy who thinks Funyuns is a food group.
Funyuns is a food group.
A tray of gingerbread cookies.
You made these? Talbot stopped by the bakery, right? And you just heated those up?
No, I made them from scratch.
Morris picks one up and bites it.
Wow. Where'd you get the ingredients?
What is this, an interrogation? I had Talbot pick up a few things.
But you're a cold pizza guy.
Well, there's not much point cooking when it's just me. Ooh, looks like Super Detective doesn't know everything.
We'll get to the bottom of this later. Now we've got a potluck to go to.
Inside the Miller house, Anderson removes his jacket. He scratches everywhere. Morris carries the cookie tin.
Stop fidgeting.
Feels like it's made out of yak fur.
Now, remember the plan.
I keep busy.
And I'll get a look in the studio.
Got it.
Oh, I'm so happy you could join us.
Wouldn't miss it for the world.
Frank smells the tin.
Homemade gingerbread. Oh, it's my favorite. You shouldn't have.
Oh, she didn't.
Come meet Alicia. She teaches at our local high school, Rupert and Tasha.
Huh. Oh. Must be rewarding teaching kids.
Emotionally, yes. For my wallet, not so much.
Stanley approaches.
Twinsies?
It's like looking in a mirror.
You've already met Stanley.
Yep.
But did you know that he is a walking encyclopedia on everything Christmas?
Guilty as charged. You know, in Russia, they call Santa Grandpa Frost. But in Norway, the Christmas gnome brings gifts to kids.
Ah, you sure know your stuff.
Edith, Stanley's better half, Rupert, Tasha. Hey, have you been to their shop on Broadway? Denver Art and Antique?
I don't believe we have.
Excuse me.
Do you get most of your art from dealers, or...?
All sorts of places. So, what brought you two to the neighborhood?
Our jobs, actually. Mm-hmm. I'm in human resources, and Rupert is a chiropractor.
Really?
Yeah.
My lumbar's been giving me grief. I don't suppose I could get a quick chiropractic adjustment.
Stanley turns around.
Yeah, why not?
Anderson approaches.
Honey.
Lift.
Shouldn't we do that sort of thing in your office?
No, you're probably right. Probably should. I'll tell you what. If you make an appointment with me, we'll get you fixed up in the new year.
Wow, you are very strong. Maybe you should help me move my Christmas tree tomorrow.
Anderson grins at Alicia.
Hey, guys, Rupert. Come.
Frank, with two men.
This is Eric. And Christopher?
So nice to meet you guys. Hey. Sorry we're late. The contractor hit a snag with the marble.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The boys are just opening a new restaurant down by the Civic Center.
Civic Center? That's a great area.
Yes, but the rent is a fortune.
Frank offers Morris wine.
No, thank you. I'm going to go get some water.
A woman approaches Morris with a tray.
Hi.
Huh?
Christmas cheese doodle? The green ones are pesto and the red are sun-dried tomato.
How delicious. I'm Tasha.
Martha. Not say by the look of things, Tasha. You're a Blitzen.
A Blitzen?
Yeah. Everyone's a reindeer at heart. And Blitzen comes from the German word meaning lightning, and you strike me as a gal with some sparkle. Now, your husband over there.
She indicates Frank.
I'd say he's a comet. Playful, energetic.
Well, he is truly one of a kind.
Everyone around the table.
A Christmas committee. How'd you come up with such a fun idea?
Well, my wife Kathy started it. Yeah, bless her. She loved Christmas so much. Kathy believed in two things. That you should appreciate every day. And that you could add a Christmas bow to anything to make it more festive. Now, truth is, Kathy, she put a bow on life.
She sounds really special.
She was.
We actually met on a Christmas tree lot, if you can believe that. Hey, how did you two meet?
At the gym.
Details, please. I love a good meet-cute story.
Oh, honey, you know what? Why don't you tell it?
Don't you remember it?
Yeah, but you tell it so well.
It was at the gym, mm-hmm. in a spin class. Mm-hmm. We reached for the same spin bike right up front.
I let her have it. Took the one on the side. It's a good thing I did, too, because she's one of those spin shouters. I could barely hear the music. Rocket, climb it, pedal off, fail the bar! Oh,
he apologized later and asked me out.
I mean, basically swept her off her feet.
It was all the poetry he wrote that really won me over, I think.
No, I don't think anyone wants to hear about that.
We do.
He'd send me sweet little sonnets he composed all by himself.
Sharp observations.
About butterflies.
Then I proposed we got married at the end.
Well, you two are just so cute.
Oh, what can I say? We finish each other's.
Morris slaps his shoulder.
Sentences.
Francis, which way is the restroom?
Up the stairs to the right.
Later, Morris enters the office with the blueprints. She examines a shelving unit. Blue rope hangs on it. She rummages on the desk and opens a laptop. On the screen is a picture of a country estate. She takes a cell phone picture. She closes the laptop and replaces her phone. Frank enters.
Tasha, what are you doing here?
I made a wrong turn. I'm so sorry.
Well, let me walk you out. Wouldn't want you to get lost again.
Frank grins. Morris walks out past Frank. He glances inside, his smile fading. Later, Anderson plays a keyboard. The others sing.
Tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
That was very nice. That was all you. Oh, hey, honey, come on. You're just in time to deck the halls.
Come on, a two, come on, two, three, four.
Deck the halls.
Morris walks down the stairs. Later, the guests mingle in the living room.
We're going to say goodnight.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Yeah, we're going to go to...
Yeah. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. We should get a picture.
Oh.
I want to get in here.
Get that picture.
All right, get in there. I want to see everybody's faces nice and clear. Everybody say Frosty.
Frosty.
Anderson snaps a photo.
Okay, thank you.
Let's get him. Let's get him.
Oh, no, no, we got it. All right,
let's do this. Okay, okay, okay.
Good?
Yeah.
Cheesy peasy.
Stanley snaps a picture also.
Great.
Right. Cool. Okay.
The guests leave. Anderson and Morris linger behind. Alicia chats with Martha.
Oh, thank you for such a nice evening.
Rupert, I had no idea what a talented musician you are.
He is just full of surprises.
Well, you have to join us tomorrow night for Christmas caroling.
Well, can't wait.
So nice to meet you, too. I'm the house with the ivy, if you ever need anything. Cup of sugar. Good night.
Alicia turns and walks off.
Go grab our coats.
I got this.
Morris walks off.
So, Rupert, I know how difficult it can be being the new guy on the block. When I moved into this neighborhood 1,000 years ago, I felt like I didn't fit in. And then one day you open up your front door and it's your neighborhood. Just got to give it time.
Ah, well, thank you.
Morris returns with the jackets.
Look, you two are under the mistletoe.
They glance up.
Oh, it's okay.
No, oh, yeah, I had the onion dip.
Oof. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Come on.
Morris and Anderson lean in and kiss awkwardly.
Oh, no!
They separate, gazing at each other.
See you tomorrow, guys. All right, everybody, I'll see you tomorrow.
Not if I see you first.
They glance at each other again. Outside the house, they stroll together toward the rental house.
Don't let that kiss go to your head.
Already forgot about it. Hey, what did you find back there?
Power tools and some kind of industrial drill.
Yeah? Because forensics said the museum intruders came through the skylight with something like that.
I got a shot of his laptop with a pic of some country estate.
Maybe his next score. Well, despite everything, I'd say our mission was a success. You did surprisingly well under pressure.
Surprisingly, huh? Because I'm just a rookie and not up to the task.
I don't talk like that.
Yeah, you do. You do.
I may have thought something like that before.
It's okay. I may have assumed a thing or two about you.
Maybe you got off on the wrong foot?
Maybe we did. And how is it you play piano like that?
Lessons. Since I was six, and a lot of practice. And like I told you, no one's ever what they seem.
Well, just maybe I'm starting to see what you mean.
They smile at each other. Evidence board.
So, Miller's got power tools, blueprints, and a drill like the one used at the museum heist.
Yeah, as for suspicious characters, Christopher and Eric, their restaurant is right near the Civic Center. Stanley and Edith have connections to the art world, and Alicia, well, she's just super into me.
And that's more suspicious than anything.
Talbot's doing background checks on everyone. In the meantime, is this an evidence board or one of your Christmas collages?
He indicates the country estate.
Chance we can find that location? That looks like a great place for the next heist.
I checked the list from the agency, and it doesn't look like any of the places Miller's been booked for. And no information, no address. It's possible, but it's gonna take time.
So I guess we wait.
Wait.
Morris walks to the window and peeks through the blinds at the Miller house.
Let me see. Anything good on TV?
No. It's just this neighborhood takes me back.
Oh, yeah?
It reminds me of Christmas in Wisconsin. We had such great Christmases. Tons of lights. Caroling together through the neighborhood. I miss that. Your family do anything special?
Sure, yeah. Every Christmas Eve, we'd have this big snowball fight. My nickname was Frosty, because my name was Stone Cold.
I bet.
You know, I gotta be honest. I was actually just planning to work through Christmas. Truth is, most of my buddies are already married.
So no other Christmas plans for you?
Nah, sometimes I drop in on my brother's family in Albuquerque. It's nice to see them, but it kind of reminds me of what I'm missing. So usually I just try to stay busy during the holiday.
Hardest working detective in the precinct, huh?
Cost me my marriage. You ever been married?
Close. I was engaged to a guy I met at the academy. We wanted different things. He got a job offer out of state on a really small force, and I wasn't about to give up my dream of being a detective.
Well, from what I've seen, you got a real flair for it.
Really? You think so?
Absolutely. You have real talent. You just gotta believe in yourself.
Thanks.
She peeks through the window again.
Something's up.
Miller talks to a man parked in a truck in his driveway.
The driver, I know that guy.
Miller's on the move.
They grab their jackets. Elsewhere, they follow Miller and the man on the crowded village sidewalk.
I know how I know that guy. One of my old partners busted him a couple times for breaking and entering a couple years ago. His name's Finley. I remember seeing the file.
Wonder what's in that backpack.
Hide.
Miller turns around as they duck into an alcove.
They almost made us.
Miller and Finley pause. Miller holds a drill.
Let's wait until they're on the move again.
Okay.
Morris notices a stuffed rainbow reindeer.
Hey, this reindeer plushie is adorable. Might be a good gift for your niece. What's your favorite color?
I don't know. Rainbow?
Rainbow is not a color. It's all the colors.
Do you always have to be right about everything?
One of us has to be.
They glance back onto the sidewalk.
Great. They're gone.
At home, Morris types on the laptop. Anderson holds binoculars. The rainbow reindeer sits on the table.
It's been almost 2 hours. Still nothing.
Miller will come back. Be patient.
Oh.
Anderson looks out the window. The truck is parked in the driveway.
There they are. Miller's going into the house with Finley's bag. I wish we knew where they'd been.
Well, here's some good news.
She shows her laptop.
I figured out where the estate is. 1215 Cressmore, Van Houten's estate.
How'd you figure that out?
See the distinctive columns?
Oh, yeah.
It's the signature of a local architect. I tracked her down. She recognized the building instantly.
Nice work, detective. I think this calls for a little celebration. I might have whipped up a little something.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He removes two mugs from the mini fridge.
Buckle up. Your family had Santa's coffee. My family had Dad's hard eggnog.
Cheers.
Whoa. That's got a kick to it.
What can I say? Dad liked to relax during the holidays.
Speaking of relaxation, we haven't finished decorating our Christmas tree.
Ah, the tree, yes.
Anderson pulls out his phone.
Well, in that case, I think we need a little...
He spins playfully and pushes a button on the phone. Morris smiles, nodding. They move to the tree. Morris' cell sits on the table, an incoming call from Talbot.
You don't throw tinsel, you place it.
Yeah, not in my family.
He tosses tinsel in her face.
Hey!
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you do not want to start a tinsel war with me.
Oh, you think?
They toss tinsel at each other. They freeze, noticing Talbot in the room.
Ah!
Just calling and texting for you guys to let me in. Luckily, one of you left the back door unlocked.
Why do you look like a powdered donut?
I had to cut through the side yard to make sure that no one saw me. I tripped over an inflatable snowman. I stepped in what I can only hope is just sugar plums, and I tripped coming up to the gate.
Sorry, we couldn't hear you over the Christmas music.
Yeah, what brings you here?
The captain wants me to see how the case is going.
Okay.
Well, it's had its unusual twists.
So I see. What was this?
The board strung with lights.
Our evidence board?
Evidence board. Got some evidence.
It's Christmassy in here.
Yeah.
Whew. Talbot picks up the rainbow reindeer.
What's this?
Oh, that's Christmas gift for my niece. She's actually tough to shop for, but...
It's really cute.
Yeah. So, what are you doing here?
I have news. There was another break-in, a gallery on Santa Fe, about an hour ago. I thought you had eyes on Miller 24/7. What happened?
We lost him.
It was my fault.
No, it wasn't, actually. It was my fault. I was distracted, shopping for the...
The captain is breathing down my neck. The mayor wants results. He said... No more mistakes, or you two are off the case. Sorry. I'm supposed to work on my assertiveness. That's what Captain said.
It's pretty good. It's good, actually. Let me walk you out.
Thanks. Do you have any hot coal?
No, we don't have any.
That's cool.
Morris and Anderson sing with the neighbors on a doorstep.
12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping,
10 lords. Come on, put a little jolly into it. Like less Scrooge and more Santa.
I'm plenty jolly. Where's your voice?
Blending in quietly with the rest. Besides, you're the musical one after all.
3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Frank checks his watch.
Come on, everybody. We still got a lot of houses to hit.
How do we know we're not helping Miller scope out his next job?
Think jolly thoughts, or maybe he's just having fun?
At another house.
wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Is that all you got?
Oh, you asked for it.
We wish you a Merry
Christmas. As Anderson steps forward, his badge falls.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy
Morris steps forward.
Tidings to you and your kids.
Anderson picks up the badge smoothly.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Wow.
Frank approaches Morris.
Tasha. That was a beautiful impromptu solo. I loved it.
I just got caught up in the song.
That's the Christmas spirit. Onward.
Alicia and Eric approach.
I could have sworn I saw you drop a police badge back there. Rupert,
you haven't worn that jacket since Halloween, have you?
No, I haven't.
He just makes the cutest Old West sheriff.
I can imagine.
Anderson's smile fades, glancing at Alicia.
I hope you're ready for hot chocolate.
Eric and Alicia walk off.
That was close. Where were you hiding that voice?
Elsewhere in the village.
Now, don't be shy. This make-your-own cocoa stand is my favorite.
Alicia approaches Anderson.
I'm going to add chili flake because I like mine spicy.
Oh, great. I'm going to add marshmallows down there.
Anderson walks off.
Toast? To our newest elves?
I think they've clearly proven that the more the merrier is true.
You're here.
Thanks. You guys are so welcoming.
Yeah, I honestly don't remember having this much fun at Christmas in a long time.
Aww. That sounded strangely convincing.
Anderson nods.
I'm gonna grab some peppermint.
Martha approaches Morris.
Well, nothing like Christmas traditions.
Especially here.
I can see that Rupert's getting into the holiday spirit.
Anderson tosses a marshmallow into his mouth.
Seems like I learn something new about him every day.
So you two married quickly?
You have no idea.
Like that.
Snowy Christmas. Must be a big change from Tallahassee.
Oh, yeah.
You know, actually, I went to college there.
You don't say.
Yeah. What's your favorite spot in T-Town?
Oh, you know, boy, there's so many.
Yeah? Which one? Maybe I know it.
Excuse me for a moment. Yeah. The McClay Gardens are lovely.
Oh, yeah.
And Adam Street can be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But my favorite place in Tallahassee is the Antique Car Museum.
Museum.
Oh.
Ever been?
No, but that sounds fun.
Hey, Eric, what? They have caramel.
You'll have to excuse me. They got caramel.
Eric steps away.
Whew. Gotta hand it to you. Do your homework.
Frank approaches.
The tasting flights they have here are the best. So why don't you kids have a seat and try some?
Frank walks off. They glance at the small glasses.
I mean, I kind of feel like we gotta take him up on his offer.
Won't want to raise any eyebrows. Duty calls?
After you.
They carry the glasses to a nearby table. Later, they sit together sipping.
Okay. The German chocolate's my favorite. It's bitter, but it's got a little sweet edge.
Just like you.
They smile at each other.
It's hard to believe that smiley guy is guilty.
They glance at Frank, chatting with Stanley.
Maybe Finlay is the bad apple and Miller is the innocent dupe?
Mm-hmm. Maybe reindeer can fly.
Reindeer do fly.
Oh, in your candy-coated Christmas dreams.
Anderson sips.
Oh, that one's good. It's got a note of caramel.
If I didn't know better, detective, I'd say you are rediscovering your holiday spirit.
Aw, come on. I got spirit. Last year, I gave the entire canine unit reindeer antlers.
Didn't you ever have any, like, Christmas special traditions growing up besides
Snowball Wars?
Yeah, I did. I never knew my dad, but my mom was from New Mexico. And when I was little, every Christmas Eve, we would make these lanterns, put a candle in a paper bag, and we would line the sidewalk.
I don't get it.
What?
Why do you keep your best qualities hidden?
Habit? Or maybe I haven't found the person I want to show them with.
This is nice.
Yeah, it is.
They each select a glass and clink. Later, the neighbors stroll on the sidewalk.
Night, all. Oh, don't forget tomorrow for Christmas charades.
Hey, wouldn't miss it. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, and we have a little Christmas gift for you. We'll be right back.
Frank turns to Morrison Anderson.
Just so you know, I'm on to you two.
You are?
Are you guys professional singers or what? Natasha!
Your voice is so lovely. Rupert? Not bad at all.
Thank you.
Stanley and Edith return with the frame.
From the photo we took of you. Do you like it?
Very nice of you. You didn't have to do that.
Well, of course we did. We want you to feel welcome. Your neighbors.
Neighbors.
See y'all.
Good night, you guys.
Anderson glances at Morris. Daytime at the rental house. Anderson enters with a plate of cookies.
Cookie?
Sure.
Morris takes one and continues browsing on her laptop.
These are amazing.
Mmm.
What's your secret for these?
Simple. You just brown the butter. Gives them the caramelized undertone and the chewiness. Really makes the best cookie in the world. My mom taught me that.
She did a good job.
Mm-hmm.
With the cookies.
Okay. What you got there?
Oh, not much, just...
She turns the laptop.
Breakthrough in the case.
What?
The Van Houtens are throwing a big Christmas party tomorrow night. Check out the society page.
This year, the Van Houten Christmas party will feature the Romanov Christmas ornament valued at over $2 million on loan from the Denver Art Museum. That sounds like a pretty tempting target.
Meanwhile, the background checks on the neighbors all came back clear. None of them have any priors.
That's good.
What's all that?
Oh, I was just doing some Christmas cards for the neighbors. I'm just trying to keep up appearances.
Oh, really? Because this one belongs to Officer Talbot?
I had extras.
Really? Mm-hmm. Right.
He checks his phone.
Motion detector going off next door.
They approach the window. Outside, Frank approaches Findlay as he gets out of his truck.
Finley's here.
Sure is.
And they're headed in the backyard.
Outside the house, Anderson and Morris sneak over to the fence.
Can you hear anything?
Not really.
I don't know. I don't think we can pull it off.
No, I told you.
We need to get close.
I don't know how much closer I can get.
We stick to the plan. Christmas is going to come early this year.
Anderson slips.
Ew!
May!
You guys okay?
Yeah, I slipped on the... spicy.
Well, be careful.
Mm-hmm. I'll see you later.
Got my eyes on you, too.
Frank grins, then checks his watch.
I'll see you for charades in half hour.
Okay.
Frank walks off. Anderson glances at Morris.
Oh, that was close.
Later, Stanley holds a finger to his lips.
Quiet in the house. Keep listening. Sleep time. Night, night.
Silent night! Yeah!
Stanley raises his arms.
Time! Okay, let's go, let's go!
Martha gestures.
A house. A tree! Second word. Tree.
Catch
tree. Christmas. Carol. A Christmas carol.
Ow! Morris gestures.
Big picture. Throwing dice.
Yes.
You karate. Shiatsu. Massage.
Chop. Chopping down a Christmas tree.
Christopher gestures.
It's a movie. Smiley movie.
No. It was the Grinch that stole Christmas.
Anderson does jumping jacks.
A flying partridge?
A Christmas panic attack!
Wait! Are you supposed to be making a snow angel?
Anderson and Morris do a celebratory dance together.
Yeah! Peppermint bark for everybody!
Frank distributes it. Later, Anderson chats with Eric.
I think I've eaten three bags.
Okay.
Okay, you're lost.
Enjoy.
Frank approaches Anderson.
You two having a good time?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Thank you for including us this week. It's been surprisingly fun.
Oh, I'm so glad you could join us.
Frank turns to Morris, chatting with the other neighbors. Frank turns back to Anderson.
If you don't mind my saying, you two have such a fun chemistry.
Oh, yeah. Like TNT in a match.
Well, the one thing my Kathy taught me was the secret to a happy marriage is always cutting each other a lot of slack, especially around the holidays.
Well, I'll try to remember that the next time Tasha's driving me crazy.
Only somebody you care about deeply can make you that crazy. Just remember the best part of Christmas.
What's that?
The people we share it with. Moments we share with the people we love. They're like snowflakes. They're beautiful and perfect and no two are alike.
Frank walks off. Anderson ponders. Morris approaches.
Did you get anything from Miller?
Not about the case, but couple other surprises.
Outside the house.
Your Tannenbaum was outstanding.
Hey, tomorrow, don't forget.
Okay, we'll see you then.
Thank you.
Bye, kidlets. See ya.
Anderson and Morris walk together.
You're awfully quiet. What is it?
I don't know if Miller's the kindest, most intuitive guy in the world, or if he's messing with us.
Wait. Just when you've convinced me he's masterminding a crime ring, you're having doubts. You heard his whole Christmas comes early speech?
Yeah, well, what if we're wrong? I mean, it's happened before.
What do you mean?
They sit on the porch.
You know, after my marriage fell apart, I had a really hard time trusting my instincts about people. I worry maybe I jumped to conclusions too soon. About a couple of people.
I know what you mean. All I can say is being fake married to you has had its ups and downs.
Okay.
But I have no regrets.
They gaze at each other. Morris takes out her phone.
As for jumping to conclusions about Miller, we'll find out tomorrow. The captain just approved us going undercover at the cocktail party. If Miller so much as touches that ornament, we've got him.
Okay.
They look up at the sky.
It's snowing. I have to admit, our little neighborhood looks amazing.
Yeah, sure does.
They smile at each other. Later, Morris applies makeup in a vanity mirror, talking on her phone.
So, how's Aspen?
Gorgeous. And things with Jeff's parents are going great.
But I just wanted to make sure you're okay.
I'm better than okay, sis. I'm headed to a Christmas party tonight.
If that's working, I want your job.
Funny enough, it is.
And your partner, Detective Scrooge?
Turns out he's surprisingly jolly. To be honest, we've
been having a lot of fun together.
You should see him trying to buy a Christmas gift for his niece.
And just like that, you're laughing.
Tanya, we got a little present.
I gotta go.
We'll discuss this later.
I'm sure we will. Love ya.
Anderson enters.
Captain dropped off her outfits for the party. You might want to see this.
He opens a box. She peeks inside.
You've got to be kidding.
They stare at each other. Nighttime at the country estate. Morris and Anderson strut into the main foyer dressed in elf outfits. Morris flicks the bell at the end of her floppy hat. Talbot enters behind them dressed as a nutcracker. He trips and falls. Morris turns. Talbot stands, adjusting his shirt. They look around the room. Guests chat as caterers walk around with trays.
I've gone undercover as a bartender, a bouncer, and a bellhop. This is definitely a first.
Morris turns to the other two.
Well, you look great.
Thank you.
This way, we fit in with the waiters.
Yeah, just don't tell the boys down at the precinct.
So I shouldn't have texted them that photo of you? Just kidding.
All right. Fanna, Talbot.
Talbot tips his cap and spins away.
Some party.
Oh, with so many guests, it's gonna be tricky to keep an eye on everything.
Morris turns to Miller, dressed as Santa in a chair.
I doubt Miller is just gonna grab the ornament and run.
Well, maybe he's scoping it out for another time.
The ornament is only here for the evening, so if he's going for it, tonight's his chance.
Why would the museum loan it out in the first place?
Mrs. Van Houten has one of the best art collections in the state. She also sits on the museum board.
May I have everyone's attention, please? Welcome all, and Merry Christmas. I am proud to present the Romanoff Christmas ornament. Made over a century ago by Fabergé himself. A Christmas gift for the Tsar's daughter.
Just keep an eye on Miller. Let's not get too close.
Copy.
Mrs. Van Houten gestures to the ornament, sitting under a glass case. Later, Mrs. Van Houten approaches Anderson and Morris, holding trays.
Let's get the dance floor going. We've moved some tables, spread the word. That includes you two, officers. All seems well. Maybe you can help me break the ice?
Mrs. Van Houten walks off.
I mean, we would have a better view from the dance floor.
Detective, are you asking me to dance?
I mean, in so many ways.
He places their trays on a table and escorts her to the dance floor. They dance together, smiling.
You know, I'll miss this.
Miss what?
This assignment. Our house. Decorating.
Our little neighborhood. You know what I'm gonna miss the most? Company.
That makes the two of us.
They gaze at each other. Morris glances at Frank in the Santa suit. Anderson spins her.
Oh! Yet another surprise. You're a good dancer, too.
People aren't always what they appear. Hey, after all this is said and done, how would you feel about
it? I'd love to.
Good. I was hoping you would say that.
They stare as the dance ends. Anderson leans in. Morris pulls away.
Where's Miller? He was just there.
Talbot, where are you? We lost Miller.
I took my eyes off the guy for 1 minute.
Have you seen Santa?
Sorry,
have you seen Santa?
The lights go out.
Oh, here.
Talbot, check the breaker.
Anybody seen Santa?
The lights come on. Mrs. Van Houten steps forward.
There's been a robbery!
Anderson and Morris glance at each other. Mrs. Van Houten on the porch with the three cops, now in plain clothes.
No, not the ornament, thank goodness. But my two Van Goghs are gone.
Mrs. Van Houten, walk us through exactly what happened.
Well, when the lights went out, I went to get a flashlight from my desk. And as I went into my study, I saw that the paintings were gone.
Thank you, Mrs. Van Houten.
Please, find them.
She goes inside.
This is a fiasco, huh?
We only lost track of Miller for a moment. Not enough time to steal anything.
Could he have had help?
Look, the captain wants you guys to search Miller's house.
But that's letting the cat out of the bag.
He wants you there now. He's already got a signed warrant.
Anderson and Miller glance at each other. Later, they approach Miller in his driveway.
Mr. Miller?
Tasha, Rupert, hi.
You going somewhere?
Yeah, I got a couple of things to take care of.
That'll have to wait, I'm afraid.
Excuse me?
We're police detectives, Mr. Miller, and we have a warrant to search your house and your car.
Is this some kind of joke?
I'm afraid it's not.
I don't understand.
Anderson opens his trunk.
That doesn't belong to me.
Where's the other painting?
Other painting? I don't know how that one got there.
A cop car approaches.
Captain, we wanted to handle this quietly.
And I wanted to make sure it got done now. Do you have your orders, Detective?
Francis Miller, you're under arrest for grand theft.
But I didn't steal anything. I have so much to take care of for the holidays.
Beat him his rights.
No, you're making a terrible mistake.
I only wish I was. We have to take Finley in, too.
Review security footage, interview the other guests from the party.
And we will. But I'm bringing in extra help on this case. I think you two have done enough.
Captain.
The captain walks off. Morris watches as Frank is escorted to a police car. Anderson turns to Stanley and Martha, who wave at him weakly. Daytime at the police station. Anderson places a mug on Morris's desk.
Santa coffee? Or my best attempt?
Thanks, but I'm not sure I'm in the right mood. Any word on the missing painting?
Nope. Searched Miller's whole house. Nothing. Same with Finley. And those blueprints we saw, long gone as well.
The captain approaches.
Captain, how's Miller's questioning going?
He's refusing a lawyer. Says he hasn't done anything wrong. And on top of that, he insists he'll only speak with you two.
The captain walks off. Later, Frank speaks in an interview room.
I haven't done anything wrong. And I have no idea how that painting got there.
If that's the case, tell us about the climbing equipment you had. Tell us about the locksmith tools, about the glass cutting tools we found.
Tools used at the crime scene where you worked as Santa.
Well, if wearing a fluffy red suit and making people happy is a crime, then consider this my confession.
So you don't deny consorting with former convicts like Finley?
Deny it? No, not at all.
And given your past, the grand theft conviction a few years back...
And the blueprints I saw in your study?
You got to admit, it sounds more than a little suspicious.
You have to believe me. That part of my life, it's all in the past.
Tell us what happened. What you've really been up to.
My wife, Kathy. She believed in the power of forgiveness. And thanks to her, I got a second chance. Now, I try to give second chances to folks like Finley, who need them. And he might be an ex-con, but did you know that he's also an excellent carpenter?
I don't follow.
We've been renovating a house for a family who can't afford it. It's right next door to Finley's.
The building equipment, the locksmith tools.
The late night deliveries, the blueprints.
All to get the house finished by Christmas. And now, we'll never complete it in time.
What about the photos of the Van Houten estate in your laptop?
I research all my parties.
Then why not say anything about this? Why the cloak and dagger if you're just repairing the house?
A tribute to Kathy. She always insisted on making the gifts anonymous. She taught me the most important part of Christmas was sharing, not taking credit for it.
Anderson and Morris glance at each other. At the rental house, Morris brings a box into the living room, passing the evidence board. She turns to the Christmas tree. Anderson enters the front door.
Hey, I got your message. Why'd you leave the station so fast?
I had to clear my mind and check out Miller's story. I stopped by the house they were fixing up, and the neighbors confirmed Miller's story word for word.
I mean, it doesn't prove he's innocent, but I admit, something doesn't feel right.
I know. I feel terrible, and it's Christmas Eve in a few hours.
What do we do? Captain put hedges on it.
I just can't let it rest.
What do you have in mind?
When you run out of leads, you run all your old leads again.
Later, at Mrs. Van Houten's house.
Thanks so much for showing us around again.
Oh, I just want to put the whole thing behind me. Such a shame. It started out as such a lovely party.
Especially with the Romanov ornament.
And it took some finagling to get the museum to allow that. Oh, imagine if the ornament had been stolen, too. I don't want to think about it.
Oh, there's one more thing I wanted to ask. How did you come to pick Miller to play Santa at your party?
My friend Lois recommended him.
Not Lois Carmichael.
Yes. She handles staffing for a lot of arts events around town.
Thank you for your time.
Mrs. Van Houten walks off. Morris turns to Anderson.
Ryan, I think I might know what happened.
Really?
We need to look at the video footage of that party again. Take a look. Something Carmichael mentioned to me when I first met her. Something about why she opened up the agency. She said she helps out-of-work actors.
Looks like she was an actress back in the day herself.
Detectives, I heard you got your thief. Well done. I'd be so happy to give you a statement, but I'm in such a hurry.
Holiday plans?
Yes, I am off to meet friends in Bali.
Hey, before you do, we were just noticing this article.
I used to be an actor. Can you believe how young I was? Gave that up decades ago.
Really? Once an actor, always an actor, I'd say.
I'm sorry?
I asked you for a list of events Miller was working. You left Mrs. Van Houten's party off that list.
I'm sorry, that must have been an oversight. I mean, it's just been crazy around here.
Yeah, of course. And, you know, being a friend, Mrs. Van Houten probably didn't seem like a client. All the events you've co-chaired, the visits to her house, you probably know that place like the back of your hand. Her art collection, maybe even her security system?
This has been really tempting to pull one final score before moving on.
That would be tempting, especially considering Bali doesn't have an extradition treaty with the U.S.
Just hold on a second. You are obviously confused.
I don't think we are.
It doesn't feel like it.
No. I'd guess you blended in with the staff, just as we did. And at the other parties, too. And with Miller's police records, if anyone connected you to the crimes, you had ex-con Miller standing by.
Yeah, pretty convenient fall guy. I mean, if you need one.
This is crazy. I was in Chicago during the thefts. Mm.
Your alibi?
Chicago.
I double-checked. You bought a round-trip flight, but you didn't use your return ticket. I'd say you drove back here. Maybe you took a train?
Could be.
Well, whichever it is. I assure you, we will find out.
Everything that you've just said is purely circumstantial. You don't have any evidence.
Unfortunately, the cameras at the party didn't catch anything.
Well, there you go.
Except for one caterer's van with its own dash cam. And we tracked down that footage.
Uh-oh.
Morris takes out a photo.
I believe this is you. I think this is her.
It does look like you.
Yeah. Putting one painting into Miller's trunk to deflect suspicion, while you put the other one in your car.
Oh, what a rush!
Yes! Woo!
Which means, Lois Carmichael, you know what? You take it. You deserve it.
No, you take it.
You're under arrest.
Later, at the station with the captain.
Carmichael confessed to everything. Turns out her business has been on shaky ground for years. She needed the money. The missing painting's been recovered. Miller's been cleared and released. Finley, too.
That's a relief.
You two did great work. Tandy, I'm glad you transferred to Denver. You've been a great addition to the team.
Thank you. But doesn't exactly feel like a victory.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Miller's reputation kind of got dragged through the slush.
And he's been humiliated in front of all his friends and neighbors.
Yeah, all he really wanted to do was spread Christmas cheer.
Two things were taken that night, the paintings and Miller's silver and gold reputation.
I'll admit, I wish things had gone differently, too.
Then actually, Captain, there is one thing you can help with.
Frank waves to a family as they enter a house past a dozen or so workers.
Come on. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. We would have never been able to finish in time.
This is a great thing you've done, making a difference for this family. I'm really sorry for everything.
Don't be. You're just doing your job.
So, what's next for you? It is Christmas Eve after all.
After all this, I just want to go home. Merry Christmas.
Frank turns and walks off.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
They watch him leave, frowning. They glance at each other. Nighttime. Frank approaches his porch. There are candles lighting the front steps.
What is all this?
Surprise!
Their neighbors pop out of the porch with Morris and Anderson.
Who's hungry? Our turkey's just about finished.
How about some of my famous cranberry Christmas tarts?
Three-layer North Pole bun cake coming through!
What is all this?
The Christmas committee. We scheduled an impromptu meeting to thank you.
Thank me? For what?
For everything you've done for the neighborhood and for all of us.
I'd like to propose a toast to our very own Mr. Christmas for bringing us all together.
And for showing us what Christmas can be.
They all lift their mugs.
Merry Christmas, one and all. Merry Christmas, you too.
Merry Christmas.
He smiles at them. Later, they walk off the porch in the direction of the rental house.
Well, all's well that ends well, as they say.
Hey, look. Somebody rented our house.
A sign in front says rented.
I guess that really means the case is over.
Yeah. At least everything turned out okay.
I'd say more than okay.
Oh, yeah? You would?
Sure. It doesn't take a detective to see we work well together.
Hey, question for you.
Sure. What?
If I were to, invite you over sometime to make gingerbread, would you say yes?
Absolutely.
Perfect. Would you like to come over to make some gingerbread?
He gestures to the house.
What do you mean?
If a detective, figure it out.
She turns to the house.
You rented this place?
What can I say? I like our little neighborhood. I think I'm going to stick around for a while.
That is the greatest Christmas present I've gotten in years.
Finally, we agree on something.
Glad to hear it, because you might have found a partner for keeps.
He grins, leaning in. They kiss. They separate, smiling at each other. They lean in and kiss again. They glance over at the Miller porch. The neighbors wave at them. They begin walking back towards the porch.